Welcome back to this course on bringing mindfulness to our habits and how we can change them through mindfulness. Yesterday, we explored working with the habit energy of wanting and the behaviors associated with these habit energies of wanting and craving. Today we'll be looking at and working with energies of resistance, of aversion, of not liking. With each of these habit energies, we're working with the roots of the habit, the emotions, urges, impulses, and triggers that lead us into unhealthy behaviors or patterns of thinking. When we work with the roots of the habitual behaviors, we're much less prone to simply replace one unhealthy habit with another, or unconsciously get pulled back into unhealthy patterns. The habit energy we're working with today, aversion or resistance, has the feeling of pushing away something we don't like. It's a basic survival energy that's present in all organisms to defend or protect themselves when they feel threatened. And it has wisdom in it. If something is threatening, for example, a wild animal running towards us, it's great that our mind and body goes into an automatic, protective, fight or flight mode. But when these energies get activated in habitual ways that are unhealthy or don't serve us, then they call for our attention. The habit energy of aversion can express itself in unhealthy ways, in reactive anger or impatience, where, for example, being in certain situations makes us feel angry, waiting in line or in a traffic jam. It can manifest in judging ourselves or judging other people in a harsh or a critical way. We might have internalized a view that the only way we'll be able to be safe and succeed is to get everything right. And so when we make a mistake, we can come down on ourselves very hard. This is a habit pattern of judgment or aversion. Getting angry with others or judging others can also come from deep-rooted patterns of thinking and behavior that we may have developed over many years or even decades. The practice for working with these habit patterns is to bring mindful awareness, to bring mindfulness to the feelings, emotions, sensations, and urges associated with these patterns of behavior and thought, and to meet them with kindness and without resistance. When we become familiar with the underlying habit energies of aversion and resistance, and allow the feelings and sensations to come and go, we can choose not to respond in the habitual way. Viktor Frankl, the renowned psychologist, said, "Between the stimulus and the response is a space. In that space lies our ability to choose. In our ability to choose lies our freedom and our growth." So what we're doing is we're finding that space, which is really the practice of mindfulness, resting in that space between stimulus and response, allowing ourselves to feel the feelings, to experience them in the body, the emotions, the mind, and then we can choose how to respond. We don't have to automatically go straight to the response from the stimulus. And in having the ability to choose, we can make more skillful, wiser, more beneficial choices. So we'll do a meditation now for bringing mindfulness to habits of resistance or aversion. These can be habits of resisting anything. They can manifest as feelings of anger, annoyance, impatience, frustration, judgment. And it involves bringing a kind and accepting attention to these energies, seeing how they come and go. And they don't need to cause us harm or suffering if we can simply be aware of them with kindness. So sit in a way that's relaxed and alert, opening to whatever you're experiencing right now. You might take some moments to relax and settle by taking some full deep breaths and inviting any area of tension in the body to soften. You might bring to mind a situation where you felt impatient, annoyed, frustrated, angry, judgmental, or any other emotion involving resistance or aversion. It might be dealing with an account representative on the telephone and being kept waiting, or not getting what you needed, or being stuck in traffic, or being in conflict with a co-worker or a friend or family member, or feeling that you've let yourself down or someone else has let you down, or getting angry listening to or reading something that you disagree with strongly. Try to find something that is more than just a one-time experience, preferably something that forms part of a habit or pattern of responding. Let the situation come fully into your mind. Who was there? What did they say? What did you say or do? How did you feel? And let yourself experience it all, but choose not to become caught up in the story. They're like this, or I'm that, or I'm right. Just allow yourself to feel whatever is coming up in the body and heart and mind. Let yourself feel whatever bodily sensations are present. There might be heaviness, tightness, contraction, tension, heat. And meet these feelings with acceptance and kindness and with interest. Stay with the feelings and notice if they change. Do they go away for a while? Do they get stronger? And meet whatever is present with interest. Open to any emotions that are present: anger, frustration, sadness, guilt. Allow yourself to feel whatever is here. Notice how it feels in your body. Say yes to what you're feeling. If the feelings or emotions are intense, you might imagine you're riding the waves of feeling and emotion. Notice they may get stronger, they may ebb for a while. Allow yourself to ride the waves of these changing emotions and feelings. Notice how they come and stay for a while and then pass. If you feel sadness come up, see if you can experience how that feels in your body. Notice the thoughts that come up in your mind. But notice if the story comes up and let go of the story. Oh, my life is so sad. Just notice that. Come back. Come back to the body, come back to the feelings. Observe any urges to respond, to say or do something. And allow yourself to experience the urges and wishes to do something, and let them come and go. If thoughts arise about yourself or about what you did or said or could have done or said, or about what someone else said or did or what happened, meet these thoughts with kindness and acceptance. You might bow to them metaphorically and let them come and go. Keep opening in this way to the changing flow of sensations, emotions, urges, and thoughts, and let them come and go, holding your experience with kindness and care. And if they subside, just take a few minutes to sit quietly with whatever you're feeling. The French writer, philosopher Albert Camus said, "We all carry with us our crimes, our ravages, our places of exile. Our task is not to unleash them on the world, but to transform them in ourselves and others. If we don't open to our difficult emotions, our fears, our anger, our grief, then our tendency is to act them out on others and in the world. But with mindfulness, we can transform them in ourselves. We can allow ourselves to feel the feelings, to notice the thoughts, to let them all come and go, to have a full internal experience of these emotions and sensations, feelings and urges, without acting them out, without suppressing them." Tomorrow we'll work with habits of distraction, where we check out from or avoid what we're feeling. And you might, after I ring the bell, just take some moments to sit with whatever is present for you, riding the waves of challenging experience. transforming our experience by the willingness to be with what's here right now.